Mishnah Dalit Sabez. So in Tilin Botzel, you can't roast onion, bay of eggs, or basar, or meat, agabe cholim, directly on the coals. Even we said basar chai is mutter, but agabe cholim, it's not mutter. Akadesh yitzolim ibadim, Mishnah Tzadov, it should be roasted.
What's not mutter?
It's you roasted by me by Yom from both sides, Kamach ben Drusoy, Shulchati Vishuloy, which is half of the cooking.
What,
I feel that who Basar Gadi, even if it's Basar Gadi. So now we said before by Basar Gadi that according to one argument, that since you're putting it, you're not going to stir the coals because it burns easily. So we should say we're here to be mutter to put basar gadi because you're not going to stir the coals because it will burn easily. So the answer is that over here it's not mutter. Why? But the fact that he put it directly on the coals shows us. It means he doesn't mind if it gets burned as long as it's going to cook quickly. Therefore, Hilcha Chashinan, Shema Yechatzu. So we're afraid he might be Mechata. Okay. The Mechaber discussed the case of putting a kli, the Pama Hatmana, doing something on the coals, because that the Hatmana in general is inside of a kli. If you don't put it inside of a kli, so the all of the cases of the kind of Hatmana are always with something being mutman inside of a container, if I call correctly. Now, but if, however, it's reached the stage of Machab and Jusoy before Shabbos, then Lachashirim Dilma also the Chatuye, Filim of Bosser Shor, Shemachor, Shubra, Lachila, Lama Yechata, Lapsida. So there, we say, since the mice, it's ready to use as is. Because people were cutting it at Michael Ben Jusoy. So then, we're not afraid he'll be Mechata. Tezayim, Mishabur said Tezayim, Botsu Lebeim, Hudin, Shad, the Worm, Shein, and Mechalim, Mechayim, anything which cannot be eaten raw to the Kameh. Agab, Mechalim, Hanu, Shenogim, Mechalim, they're directly touching to the cults. So I see in the Mercy of Deer, Shur, Hitaka points it out. Okay, I should have. I've had this experience, which many times in my life, where I'll think of have a question, think of an answer, and feel very good about the answer, and then I'll go back at later on and start working through the sugya, and I'll find in my Pnei Yeshua that the answer is underlined. So I made up the teretz that I knew from I'd once seen upon a span of time. So it's a prima godim. So see, the Moshe Dishu says, even though Shulchan Aruch said before that putting al gabei cholim is hatmona. The Prima Gadim over there says she calls it an elog pekedera. So that elog is dafka, but when you put the food there without a kedera, that's not called erachat mona, called yama, and that's not awesome. Okay, so that's a Prima Gadim, which I probably saw at some point in my life. Okay, so you're putting it directly onto the coals. Malachar tzliya yamtin. Now, so let's ask the question before. Forget about the stirring the coals issue. How do you get it off the coals? Taking it off the coals itself will cause it to move the coals to move, and that itself is going to cause either the flame to get larger or smaller, depending on what state of burning the coals are in. So his plan was, he'll wait till they extinguish and take it off then. That was the plan. Okay. So we're saying that that's also to do. Now, why are we worried Shem Yechata? Generally, Shem Yechata, we're not worried about Shem Yechata because it's going to cause it to burn. Like the Shulchan Aruch explains, the Kibin Shanichoi, he put it directly onto the coals. Apparently, he doesn't mind it should get burned because that's usually what's going to happen. Now, if he's roasting it not on the coals directly but near the coals, so Shayinu Zayizchar Chabosr. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said before. We're not worried about Shem Yechata by Gedi and Oif when they're cut into pieces, because they will burn easily. So, you're allowed to put it there, even though it will not be cooked, it's not raw, and it won't be cooked a Machal Ben Drusoy before Shabbos, it's still mutter. Now, Mr. Red, so who didn't mutter the bay, that would be tried with these other foods as well. However, but by the harder meats, so this argument that he's not giving mechat is not true. So now we go back to our regular rule of beinon shiyan nitzah kol tzarchem b'yom dafka. It has to be fully roasted before Shabbos. Because otherwise we're worried about he might be mechat to the coals to help it cook more quickly, roast more quickly. And that which we're saying over here, and over there, stirring the coals by the harder meats will not affect it negatively. Over here, even the harder meats, after Zmachal Medrusoy, it will affect it negatively, and therefore he won't do it. So if it's directly on the coals, you have more of a heter by the harder meats, shor and aes. Because if it's directly on the coals, once it's cooked, Zmachal Medrusoy, it's mutter. If it's not directly on the coals, it's only mutter if it's fully cooked before Shabbos. Okay, that's according to the Shita of the Mechaber. V'edasa Ramah, Kapoiskim Dein Chiluk Bein Al Gabi Kecholim V'Vistamach Lehen, Bein V'Vasar Shor V'Vasar Gediva Oif, Hachir Shiyitza M'Vajoyim Kemachal Ben Drusoy. So if it's cooked Kemachal Ben Drusoy before Shabbos, it's going to be mutter, even if it's not directly on the coals, even by Basar Shor. So it's going to be mutter if it's cooked Machal Ben Drusoy. And if it's sealed betit, so according to Mechaber, that's only a heter by Basar Gedi V'Oiv, which the wind coming in when you unseal it is going to affect the meat. But the harder meats, which cannot be affected by the wind coming in, even Tuach, wasn't the heter, according to Mechaber. But according to Ramah, it's mutter. Ramah said, that's our minute.
Now, no distinction between Shor Eis and Gediov? Does that sound like?
According to the Ramah,
but the end of Aleph he did have in one of the cases. When it's closed but not Toch Betit, right?
It's closed and not Toch Betit, that's when you make a Chiluk.
That's
right. That's when we make a difference between the harder meats and the softer meats. Okay, Yudches. Even though it's, if it's on the coals, even though it is a softer meat like Basar Gedi, it's still going to be yasser, because you're showing that you don't mind the fact that it gets burnt by putting it directly in the coals. Afilu Basar Gedi. Even Basadi and it's cut up into pieces. But if it's, we said before, a gedi which is whole is the same as the harder meats also. It's only the gedi which is cut into pieces, which is more, we had a kula. So we're saying, but it's directly on the coals, we don't have that kula. Okay. Gimel. Im over a shachach benitzla b'shabbos be'isr is aser. If a person intentionally made this type of arrangement and it got roasted on Shabbos, so we say, but yeah, but the meat is usher to use. Not only that, even a case where a person was a shochach. So Chazal said, even though by shochach really meaner, then you should not usher it. But since if we allow shochach, people will be over and then claim they're a shochach. So the Moshe says that therefore they do not allow shochach either, because otherwise you're not really going to, the whole kanaf is not really going to work. Okay. Yudhes Obar. Shenotzen b'mezit samal chashecha kolkach. He put it, knowingly, intentionally put it there, right, close, so close to Shabbos, actually, yeah, shows, litlois mibayoyim kemach ben drusoy. There's not enough time for it to roast to make a mandrusai before Shabbos. The nitzlib is manayisr, and it roasts it on Shabbos. A shashach atzli al gabi kira, but nitzlib is Shabbos, or he forgot that there. Al bekin also, but he haven't. Kidei shal yom lahash has been mazed, we are shachakti. If we're not going to, really, a case of shachach really make it in Shemimut, but if we're going to allow that, people are going to do a mazed and claim they're a shachach. On the
yomar shachakti.
Ve yomar shachakti. Okay, Osir, so Ben Lor, Ben Lacherim, Adot Shabbos, Kedesh Shiyasu, Kedesh Shiyasu, Kedesh Shiyasu, so the Osir is not only for him, it's other people also. After Shabbos, Kedesh Shiyasu. Okay. The Bir Aloch over here says, so at what point we can't put it up after, you know, after Shkia, so a person's putting it there before Shkia. By the time it's totally dark, maybe it is cooked to make a drusoy. So do we look at when it's Seisa Kachobim? Do we look at Benishmoshes? Do we look at what point in time Benishmoshes? Say, well, Benishmoshes is 40 minutes long, so even if I put up a minute before Shabbos, so by the time Benishmoshes will be cooked to make a drusoy. So that should be over here. We'll argue that that's a kula. It's cooked by Kamachim on the Zohar before Shabbos started. Right, maybe we should argue that. But in the case of Basar Chai, it should be a Chumra. Right, time started, it was already partially cooked. It wasn't raw anymore. So the Bir Aloch says later on, Reis HaMachalav,
there should be a Chumra.
We had before those cases of Basar Chai.
Why?
There's a heter of Basar Chai. If you put it up raw right before Shabbos, well, that, does that mean that it has to mean before Shkia? Because Ben Shmoses, you can't put it there Mesafik, but maybe really Ben Shmoses is really Yom. It comes by the time Shabbos starts. It's already partially cooked. Not enough to make a mutter. So the heter of raw you don't have, and the heter of cooked you don't have. So how you allowed to do that? So what point do you say, well, I put this type of food, this type of temperature of the heat, well, like no real cooking will start for the next 20 minutes. And by the time 20 minutes starts, it's already Shabbos for sure. Okay, we can argue that. So what's that cheer? How do we deal with that? So he says, take a look later on in Reis HaMachalav. So there's a gears over there, Le'el, Simration Gimel. But the over here, they have a gears change to Reis HaMachalav, Sifal HaBir Alocha, to a Bir Alocha later on. Okay. Fine. Dalit.
When the Chacham says Asur, is
it Achila
or
Hanah
also?
In general, Maaseh Shabbos is only Asur b'Achila. Right.
When Mishpur says that there are no Achareen, that includes only Jews or non-Jews also?
You can give it to another Jew, but I think so. We're not afraid he would do malacha for him. Right. Any Jew can't get benefit. Any Jew can't get benefit from it. Can't eat it. Dalad perish and nechalim chayim. Fruit which can be eaten raw. So then, mutter litnum sabiv kdeira. You can put it around the hot pot, which is above the fire. So you're going to be roasting these things. They will not become roasted before Shabbos, because if not, so you'll eat them raw. So there's not the concern of Shemir Yechati. He might stir the coals in order to make them ready. Is diminished because he knows he can eat them as is as well. Miu tzarich lizor shelo yachzor kisui im iskala mishechashecha v'shal hoitza b'labat shiitzelu b'nei shemayra ligmor b'shulam b'shabbos. So if you put this up right before Shabbos and you realize afterwards that you put it up and you didn't return the cover, which would keep the heat in, so that's going to cause it to cook more quickly on Shabbos, so you can't put that cover back on once Shabbos starts. And we think we discussed this issue of hastening the cooking process is also called bishul. So there would be a problem with bishul in that situation. A person would put it back on Shabbos. The simple case, the person does shehiyah, minigah ashkenazim, does shehiyah on a pot which only cooked the Michael Madrusoy. Friday night, he takes off the cover of the pot to see how well it's done. He says, it's not really cooked. He says, great. Can't put the cover back on. Because if you do, it'll cook more quickly than it would have now that you've taken the cover off. So, if you want to check in your pot, just make sure your pot is fully cooked before you check in it. Or if you don't mind letting it sit open. But if you want it closed, and you're not sure if it's fully cooked, don't take off the cover.
Can you return the cover if you take it off the fire?
I'm sorry?
Can you return the cover if you take it off the fire?
So there is a Magad Mishnah, if I recall correctly. If it's not fully cooked, you may not. And then he discusses even a case where it's fully cooked, Gzeira Otto, when it's not fully cooked, etc. But because as long as the pot is still hot, putting the cover on will keep the heat in and help it still continue to cook, where it might have not done that if you let the cover off. So I think I told you the makor for that hasting bishul is called bishul. I told you this piece, right? I remember discussing that. There's a mitzvah, and if I ask you, where does the more discuss this, so you're causing someone to cook more quickly, is considered bishul? You say, well, it's in Shabbos somewhere, right? Actually, it's in Shuas. The more in the second parak in Shuas, more talks about the issue. There's two isurim. There's an isur of a person being in the Azara Betuma. There's an isur of carrying Oibid in Azara, being Oibid of Betuma. So more wants to know, what do you need a special isur from the Oibid? So he has an issue being in the Zohar Betuma. So Mar said, well, the issue is only if you come into the Zohar Betuma. Mar said, that's not true. We learn from Pasuk. Even if a person was in the Zohar Betahara and he became Nitma in the Zohar, he must leave immediately. So obviously he can't do the Avoda. He has to leave immediately. The Mar says, no, he did the Avoda as he was leaving Betuma. He became Tomei inside the Zohar. And as he's running out, he did the Avoda. Mar says, well, how do you do that? So Mar says, so there was some meat burning on top of the Mizbeach. And he grabbed, they would have these big, like, fork type of things, which they would use to grab the meat and turn it over, that it would burn more quickly, because it would just sit on one side, it wouldn't burn, so it would turn it over. So Morris says, as the kain is running out from the base of Mikdash, he would grab one of those things and turn the meat over on the Mizbeach, so he's doing the void of causing this meat to burn more quickly. So now the ritual says, so here's, you see that this is so, it's not much move. Is burning more quickly, cooking more quickly, is considered significant. So who then on Shabbos is considered bishul? That's the place where we find it from, is from the sugya over there. So, okay. So we have over here this halacha, when we put the cover back on, you make sure that you can't put the cover back on in such a way that it's going to cause these fruits to cook more quickly. Mr. Bura, salvi v'kader chafalov. But there are medicine, I'll peat boots.
I understand the scenario.
I don't understand the scenario exactly either, but that's okay. I can't picture exactly how they were doing it.
I understand. What is? I'm not sure we had the same question. What is putting a cover.
Okay, I'll make you a deal. Let's see the Mishnah Berurahs, and the Mishnah Berurah will make it a little bit easier, and then we'll see if we answer both of our questions. So the case was Kedera Medos Lagab Apitbut with Atel Yeshesh. So it was on this tripod, this support, and there's fire under the Kedera. Kamashon the Mutter Litains Kadim Cheshecha Paris Sviva. After Paris Neugen Ba'esh, when it's on the Shabbos Mechaim Ha'esh. So even though the Paris are right next to the fire, So it sounds like they're putting it around the pot. Means they're putting it on into the coals, touching the fire, or the fire is reaching up on this pit boot. The fire is reaching up. It was a wide pit boot, and the pot is there with an opening underneath it. And then there's also the fire is reaching up, and they're sitting on the pit boot around the pot. The fire is reaching up to that height. So the mom is touching the ash. So this is mutter. Now, why is it mutter? Well, dama the boster bustle of bay hanal the also lit them elim ken nitzelim ibayim kamecham derusar. We said by the other items before and said bays, you may not put them there unless they're going to cook the least machal ben derusoy. The halachim and shenecholim chayin hareuk tavshol shenis bastul kamecham ben derusoy. The fact that it can be eaten raw automatically gives it the equivalent status of something which can be eaten like it's reached the machal ben derusoy already. Why should a person stir it? He could eat it as is. You're saying, "Tavim, but like bishul klal mishar tavshul and nisbashul kamecham ben derusoy." So a fruit which can be eaten raw is definitely more edible than food which is only cooked kamecham ben derusoy. So for mekel over there, kamecham ben derusoy, it's a perishable mekel over here. Well, also the chatoy there for the person will argue, "Why should I be mechata? It's usable as is, and being mechata might just make it worse. So I'd rather not be mechata." So you tell me you're allowed to take some apples and put them directly over the fire on the hearth, even if it's the fire is reaching up and touching it. It's mutter. So what's the pot? So the answer is this was a common way they used to do it. Ben Echonami, it has no bearing at all on the halachic issue over here. The reason why it is discussed the pot is because we discussed the covering issue, which we'll get to in the second half of the thought over here. So that's why we discussed putting around the pot. Okay. According to the first teretz of the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why I discussed the pot is just because that's a common case, not because there's any halachic difference, whether it's around the pot or directly on the fire without a pot. Okay, then.
As Torah.
I'm sorry?
As Torah.
You give me a half a sentence. What as to what? I don't know. Okay. Even though it cannot roast before Shabbos, it won't be able to roast chabez. But the botzel b'sif dal d'aser. Over here it's mutter. Ibe botzel it's not mutter. We do eat onions raw. You cannot compare the raw onion versus a cooked onion to a raw apple versus a cooked apple or a roasted apple. So raw onion really is not really so edible, and a roasted onion is much, much better. That's a big difference. So it's not as good to eat it, whereas raw apples, I mean, they're fine. Within the Chaldover, she'en toib loch l'chai, k'moy t'puch ha'yar, k'dayma osu k'botsu ubeya v'chanal. However, if you would have crab apples, which are not edible raw, or they're difficult to eat raw, so that goes back to, now it's like the loch of botsu. You need to get a kamecham and drusoy before Shabbos. But you have to be careful, shal yachzor kisui. Shal yachzor kisui, so you shouldn't cover the kisui. The Arshim Mitzad HaKadero, even though from the Kadero's issue, in Miskala B'Shabbos, the kisui shalai shekisui, min lamalo shalai yitzanin, if the covering which you put there before Shabbos is removed, You want to put it back. But the lots of the chesed, the chesed below, you can put it back. You can even put more layers on top. So the come on, Rishon Zion Sifdal. Even though it's a case, even in the case of Hatmona, say for argument's sake, you can cover it with more layers if you want. Because you're just putting it back into a Hatmona situation. Now, this case there wasn't a Hatmona situation because this case was there's a fire underneath, and you can't do Hatmona with a fire underneath. But you see, in a case where the issue is Hatmona, the covering can go back. The case over there was, the case was that the food had been cooked before Shabbos. So the covering which goes over the pot extends out over the apples which are around the pot. So it's helping to keep the heat focused on the apples and it's causing the apples to cook more quickly. So that's going to be problematic. Shemar Ligmur. Fine. So obviously that's a problem. If you cannot put the covering back on the pot in such a way that it helps keep the heat trapped to warm the apples, obviously you can't put the apples on Shabbos. What's that clear to you? Can't put the apples there on Shabbos. If the apples are there, you can't put a covering to help them cook more quickly. You can't put them there to start cooking at all. Obviously not. Now, even I put the apples there before they turn on the fire. So the Jew says, I just put apples next to a cold oven. And later on, the goy is going to come and light the fire and heat up the house. So that's also. Before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it there, and then it'll cook on Shabbos. Okay. So the kachlan was what we had before. There was that heating oven that had a shelf that you could put things there. You can't put it there in Shmoshes. That's a Suffolk bishul. So obviously we mean before Shkia. Okay. Hey. So we've discussed meats. We've discussed inedible items. We discussed items which are edible raw. Now, what about bread? It doesn't some of the chashecha pasta. You're putting dough into the oven. Going into Shabbos, so again we have the chashash. Maybe the person will be mechata in the oven in order to make the dough bake more quickly. So it has to start getting a crust. So if it's crusted already, so that indicates that it's baked enough. The bread is really edible as is. So now there are two potential places of the. They used to bake it by slapping the dough against the wall of the tanner. So the first thing they would do is they would heat up the tanner. By heating the tanner, so when you slap the dough against the wall of the tanner, the heat of the wall of the tanner is going to start baking that side. Meanwhile, the other side is facing towards the coals, and the heat of the coals is baking the other side. So, whereas machloek is which side gets baked more quickly. I'm not answering your question. Okay. Which side of the bread gets baked more quickly? The side which is touching the oven, the side which is facing the coals. But the point is, you need that it should be baked before it should get by getting the crust. Then, in the case that it's baked through enough, even the part which is not against the wall or facing the coals has been baked enough that it's edible. If the outside part has a crust, it means the inside part is already edible. So the person will not be mechata because he has a usable bread already. Alkei sheikrumu, which means pir shialu al panei lechem krum uklipa machmasei. She gets a crust. Panei hamadubokin b'taner. So here we're talking about, we define it by the side which faces the taner. That that side bakes more quickly, the side which is facing the tanner, the wall of the tanner, and therefore that's enough. Even that's enough. So it's a kula. If you want to put the dough directly onto the coals, which is another type of way they would bake, so that situation, you want the side of the dough, which is directly facing the coals, is going to get baked first. So if that's going to get baked first, that's before Shabbos. So you put it in with enough time that before Shabbos, this crust will develop on the bread against the wall of the tanner in its appropriate place, and in the piece of dough which you put directly on the fire in its appropriate place, then it's mutter to do that before Shabbos. Okay. So the removal of kosher parsa bein achutim nimshachim curry cream is ponim. We don't need this hard crust. We just need that if you break it, you wouldn't be stringy. Right? You wouldn't have it wouldn't be doughy that the two sides of the dough are pulling it towards each, away from each other. You're getting what's called chutim nimshachim. Okay. Now upastida or fladin, which here they have besides the dough, they also have some type of a filling. Let's assume for now we're not talking about a meat filling. Because usually pastida was a meat filling, so let's assume for now we're not talking about a meat filling. So shikrim panel milamala ulamata. Usually pastita was a meat filling. I'm not sure over here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's about meat also. Okay. I'm not sure what it tells us. It's about meat. Okay. So she's from Penel, the Mala Ulamatza, the special Masha Basoicha, Kimaiko Ben Drusoy. So here we're going to need, besides that you need to get the cream upon him, and the dough which encases the filling, and there you need it on top and on bottom, because there one is not attached to the other, so the whereas a dough which is just flat dough, so the two sides, one is attached to the other, this side is baked, I mean the other side is baked to some extent. Over here, one has nothing to do with the other. The filling in the middle keeps them apart. And also you need that which is cooked inside, as they cook to Michael Ben Drusoy, which then will allow you, by case of tzli, not to be worried about he's going to be mechatem more. Okay. Kimishaburus. If you're holding in the middle of the sip, let's see Mishaburus. The next process deals with what it'd be if he did what he wasn't supposed to do when he put it there in a way that's not going to get baked with enough time before Shabbos. What happens over there? So that's the second half of the sif. If it's going to reach a point where it's already crusted, you're not going to stir your coals. You end up with burnt bread. Okay, now, if the opposite is true also, that the side which is facing towards the fire gets the crust first, it's also mutter. Actually, the Mechaber Sirelei Hachi, the Mechaber is not arguing with that. And it happened to be, he's referring to a type of situation where it would, the side facing the oven would become crusty first. And the Chacham is saying, but if you have a situation where that's not true, and the side which is facing the fire gets a crust first, that's also good enough. Okay. Vein chilukim hunefa bekarka hatanur or bebakin. Doesn't make a difference if it's baked. You put it down on the floor of the oven, or you put it in some type of a baking tin. So you discuss either the top crust or the bottom crust. Finally, came the hagah. Weinberg grow the hagah is some of the dafkim a pas dak. So this heter that one side gets crusty, the whole thing becomes mutter because it's top on a thin a thin dough, thin bread. If it's thick, the fact that the outside has a crumb doesn't mean the inside is cooked. Okay, but there, so she is nikrim upon him, she attacked and she connected the tanner, became upon him, shalomala, negative halal tanner. So there, you're going to need that both sides have to be crusty to feel with confidence that the inside is really baked through as well to the point that it's usable. So his case, talking about you were baking it on the floor of the oven. So the there would be the bottom one, which is on the floor of the oven, and the up one facing the airspace of the oven. So if you pull it apart and the dough is not stringy, so then that's called it's baked. This test works even if the dough is thick. If it reached a point that the dough in the middle is not pulling, it means it's been crusty enough, it's been baked enough. Curry cream is upon it. This is that we require the shurim is in a case where it's not garbakatim, and they're afraid you might be makatim kacholim because you have your kacholim there. And they're not covered by anything. Abakira batana shalon or shu garfakatum. Kishugar bakatum or kishazam piatana batit, mutal the pas batana, some kashkia bakal gavni. If it's garfakatum, so there's nothing, either there's nothing to timimachata or very little to timimachata. We said before, even we said from the Rambam, even if it's garfakatum, garf, could be there's still something left to be machata, but for bread, you're not going to do that. And if you were soysim it, so you might have that hetter mitzadet. If you sealed the oven, so be mutter to put it in right before Shabbos as well. Okay, and he said in a case where you have a filling, then you need the malamata.
Malamata.
Malamata. Yeah. So they were putting it, let's say, in a baking tin. So you have the bottom is in the bottom of the baking tin. You have the top facing the open tanner. By Magen Ramatash, close to the feet, as a mechaber leil b'sagiv shenikrim b'mokem echel devad. Amar Birgo, close to the feet, shuav and mispashul mehera tzchein kuliyamun v'inu the milamalo lamato. The Ramah is the one who says malamata. Maybe the Mechaber argues that that's the Tazmagaram say. That the Ramah, no. Shachar is not arguing with this. He was talking before about a thin one. This is a thick one. So you need milamala lamata. The Dagmar Baba also says that the Shachar agrees to this. The Dagmar Baba's argument is a different point, not because it's thick, it's because it's two different pieces. They're not one piece. The filling separates the top and the bottom. So he argues, like explained, when we're learning it, so the top crusting and the bottom crusting are no shach with each other, so you need both of them. And that's his argument. And we spell some circle, but since the filling also has to be baked, or excuse me, cooked. Hanamash Malam Pastita Buster Dog and Kigab, whatever you're putting inside, has to be cooked as well. Least Kamakam Jusadim Lakane, after Karmu Panel, Shin and Shami Khatu, Kalam Kesh Spashamashabasaka, even though the bread is not, you're not afraid he'll be machata for the bread's purpose, but we are afraid he might be machata for the meat filling purpose. So no, the meat's cooked. Tamachum and Josois, again, we said before, when it comes that we're not afraid he will be machata once it's reached that stage, because it might burn it and it'll finish up baking by itself probably anyway at that point in time. And it's usable as is. Okay.